you come from? Because I recognise that your accent is not from Cambridge.
Originally from Northern Ireland, but I've lived here for 33 years. So,
and what made you do this? Because it's, you know, quite a scary thing to be out doing.
Well, Gary McDermott, who is the director, he came out to our church some months ago to talk about it. And it just, the work just attracted me, and I thought, you know, I quite like to do that.
So you've only been doing it for a few months then?
This is actually my first night out on the streets. Uh-huh. I came out as an observer, and I worked in the Nightlight Cafe, but this is actually the first time I've been on the street.
Oh, wow. Yeah. So it's a first for you as well. We're all in it together tonight.
Yes, that's right. Yeah.
And are you nervous or not?
Not really. I think Chris is very experienced, and so I think he'll look after us.
Yes. No, I'm sure he will. And the Nightlight Cafe, that what does that actually do?
Well, it's just a drop-in centre for, well, anybody who wants a rest or a sleep or a cup of tea or coffee, or to phone home for parents to come and pick them up, or phone for a taxi, or just wait for a while and sit down and or have a sleep. Or
oh, really? And does it get quite busy? Is it very well used?
Sometimes it does, yes. Sometimes the early part of the night can be quite quiet, but later on it can get busy.
Yeah. It sounds like an absolute godsend, because I remember when I was young and out, you know, going out to dancing, we used to call it nightclubbing, you know, sometimes you'd be really, really tired at the end of the night and your feet would be hurting, and it sounds great.
Yeah. Yes, it's, you know, some people say it's, they like to come for a rest and sit down.